Function. 4th October 1981, Abhyakta Murli. The power of silence can enable your thoughts to reach other souls even faster than a wireless. The power of silence is able to bring about transformation, growth, destruction, creation, upheaval, and also give comfort. However, the special tool for the power of silence is pure thought. With the tool of thought, you are able to see the successful form of whatever you want. First of all, experiment with this on yourself. What Baba is saying, experiment this on yourself. Experiment with any illness of the body. Experiment with any illness of the body. Then, with the power of silence, any form of karmic bondage will be experienced in the form of a sweet relationship. Bondage is always bitter, whereas relationship is sweet. With the power of silence, this suffering of karma, this bitter bondage of karma, will be experienced as a line drawn on water. So this is the Avyakta Murli of 81. Baba is talking about power of silence. The power of silence can enable your thoughts to reach other souls even faster than a wireless. The power of silence is able to bring about transformation, growth, destruction, creation, upheaval, and also give comfort. However, the special tool for the power of silence is, what is the tool of power of silence? Pure thoughts. With this tool of thought, what you can do? You are able to see the successful form of whatever you want. First of all, experiment with this on yourself. Experiment with any illness of the body. Then with the power of silence, any form of karmic bondage will be experienced in the form of sweet relationships. Bondage is always bitter, whereas the relationship is sweet. With the power of silence, the suffering of karma, the bitter bondage of karma, will be experienced as a line drawn on water. So, experiment of power of silence. First experiment we have to do on our own. And experiment with any illness. That is, Baba is telling about the healing power of the mind, healing power of the subconscious mind. With the help of your mind, you can cure any illness. However, incurable doctors or others have pronounced it. But mind has greatest power of cure, healing. With this power of the mind, with the power of the silence, you can cure, you can heal any one of your illnesses. So how to do that? That is the question. As you all know, we have minds operate at two levels, conscious mind and subconscious mind. Male mind, female mind, objective mind, subjective mind, inner mind, outer mind, inner mind. These are the different levels where mind is operating. One mind is logical, one mind is illogical, one is left, another is right. Right is logical, full of reason, full of philosophy, full of why and how, but this is left, while the rest, right side mind is creative. Right side mind is music, poetry, imagination, beauty, melody. This all things are in this mind. And if you study all the discoveries and inventions of the world, suddenly they have come from the right mind. So, subconscious mind understands the language of images. Subconscious mind doesn't understand the language of words so much. It's like images, pictures, imagination, all those things, visualization. This is all at the level of subconscious mind. Baba is telling us to experiment with any illness and see for yourself. He is saying that the power of silence is the greatest power on this earth. Power of silence has come later on. Science has come later on. Much later. Science means it also includes medical science. But the greatest power is the power of the silence. In one of the letters of Swami Vivekananda, which he is writing from America to his friend, when they write to him that yes, this Rakhal, the name of that person, his Guru Bhai, who later on becomes Swami Shivananda, somebody wrote that Rakhal is sick, he is very much ill, he is running temperature, what to do, we are without money. What Swami Vivekananda had written from America in his letter, what? Rakhal is ill? I don't believe. Ask him to sit in meditation and keep on chanting, I am soul, I am soul, I am soul, I am soul. How can sickness come to him when he is situated in soul consciousness? Ask him to keep on doing this repetition, I am soul, I am soul, I am soul, I am soul, I am soul. Soul has got that much power. But what are the principles then? For to practice this healing power of the mind, we need to first have faith in this power. So first principle is law of faith, law of belief. When we believe that yes, I can cure it, then it will happen. When I myself don't feel that it can get healed, then it doesn't occur. Everything depends on my own self. Everything depends on my own faith. That is the first thing. Second is the law of attraction. Whatever I feel, the same situations will come in front of me. I give a message, I am unwell. That message has gone to the body also, along with some other person. We are telling others, how are you? You say, I am sick, I am unwell, I am not wealthy, I am not healthy, I am having this problem, this pain is intolerable, no medicine is working, what should I do? If you see the pattern in all these words, sentences, it is absolutely negative pattern. And a negative energy is generating from these words, unconsciously, and it is going back to my body. And my body is manifesting that illness, it is making it true. It is catching it and making it true. Rather, the entire, as they say, kainat, the entire universe is working. The moment you give one thought, the entire universe works to make it true. That is law of attraction. That's why it's so important that what thoughts I am having about my body. Do I blame my body? Do I accuse my body? Do I say that this body, oh no, it doesn't allow me to do any purushartha. Every time illness, every time new illness, this pain, that pain, cat has gone, now dog has come, dog has gone, now somebody else has come, everybody is coming. What is this? Why this body is not allowing me? Probably we are not respecting this body. Respect it. Talk with your body. Talk with your own body. Oh my body, first of all I am very much thankful to you. For what? Sister Hemlata, what are we thankful? Oh, that sense of gratitude. Yes, I am very much thankful to you. You are so much healthy. Even though it doesn't look like healthy, tell that you are healthy. That is one of the methods, decree methods of mind healing. Where you order the mind, yes, you are healthy. You are full of energy, full of work, full of vivacity, full of animation, full of life energy. So much power is within you, you are very powerful. Give early morning a thought to your body that you are very powerful, you are very healthy, and you are going to make me very much blessed in this life itself. Because in this body, yatsadehi, yatsajanmi, we have attained you. In this body only, in this birth only, I have attained God. That is why be first of all grateful to your body. Do not talk against your body. Do not abuse your body. Like your body. Don't dislike it. Don't keep on saying it's ugly. It's not good. You might be fat, you might be obese, but that doesn't mean that you should have self-hatred. First principle is respect, belief, and then law of attraction. And as I said, as I was talking just now, do not keep on talking about illness. Otherwise that thought takes wings and it starts flying and it gets materialized It comes into practice, translates into reality. Don't talk about illnesses. Yeah, because then others also feel like to give you sympathy. They come and sympathize with you. They come and sympathize with you. Unconsciously we want some sympathy within. But, okay, even if they sympathize, is their sympathy going to help me in my cure of my body? No. That, rather that disease will increase. Because that sympathy is not a positive energy. Because we don't know what sort of feelings are behind that sympathy. There might be jealousy. There might be anything, some negative form. Or they might be mocking at us. Somewhere. That is why, do not talk about illness. Second, take all the responsibility of your illness on yourself. It's I, my thoughts have generated it. All illnesses are due to mind unless proved otherwise. All illnesses are psychological. In this century we can say this. All illnesses are psychological unless proved otherwise. At some point or other, we must have had such a thought that that thought became true now in the form of this illness. Maybe 6 months back, maybe somewhere that thought was there, hidden somewhere in the subconscious. But it was going on. And now it has become this full-fledged illness. That is why. Do not talk. Take all the responsibility. And now, coming to the healing power of the mind. What we have to do. There are many techniques. And one of the best techniques is visualization. Visualization. See yourself as a completely healthy person. I am this. Keep on seeing this image on and off. Yes, I am this person who is completely healthy, completely sound, powerful mind, powerful body. And see this very much clearly, as close quarters. Yes, I am here, with all details. A mind, a body, fully, no pain, no disease, no ailment, no chronic pain, no backache, no headache, no knee pain, nothing. No breathlessness, no dyspnea, all those things. No? Old body, new body now. A new body I have got. Along with the new birth, this is the new body. This is a good thought. I have taken new birth. And this is a new body. Baba has given me now new body. Or you can even do a drill that I am going with the same body in the subtle world. Baba has said, what you are wearing, put it aside. I will give you a new body now. Take this healthy body. I have many. And he has given us a healthy body. And now wear that healthy body. Cast aside this old, dilapidated, diseased, full of ailments, worn out, tattered body. We don't want that body. Now Baba has given a new body. Enter into that new body and feel, oh, this is such a new body. And with that consciousness come down, back into this, that is a subtle body, astral body, angelic body, and once that angelic body becomes healthy, gradually this gross body will become healthy. There are two bodies, gross and subtle. Gross, subtle body is also known as astral body, angelic body, sukshma sharir. So many are there. Words are there. So make, first of all, try healing that subtle body. Then that subtle body will heal the gross body also. This is a very subtle connection. So going to Baba, yesterday Baba said that imagine you have a subtle body, a very sprinkling, very twinkling, very sparkling subtle body. On that Baba is sprinkling this color of divine virtues, divine powers and knowledge, rose of knowledge. And it is now so resplendent, so much radiant, even better than all those bodies of all those bodies, dresses of Satyug. So have that body, come back into this. This is a self-healing process you have to start. Take the help of medicines, no doubt they are required sometimes. You can take that, but along with that, keep on doing the spiritual exercises, spiritual drills, healing power of the mind. The first is visualization. See yourself as a healthy person. Talk of yourself as a healthy person. Pretend that you are a healthy person, even though you may not be. But still say that, yes, I am healthy. Today, I am very much healthy. I am feeling very much okay today. I am so good. I have no problem. Yesterday, I had a headache, but today, I am totally free of it. It's there, huh? But say like this. Why to say? There is even no need of saying that yesterday I was not well. But yesterday also well, today also well. Always. I am so healthy. Baba, thank you first of all that you gave me such a vibrant health. Have you ever thanked him for the health, for the fitness that we are enjoying? Such beautiful body. First of all, thank him for that. Thank many times in the day, not once. Thank you first of all for this good, healthy, robust body. Thanking. Gratitude. Gratitude is another method of mind healing. Healing power. Third is affirmation. Affirmation method. Affirmation means repeating same suggestion, auto-suggestion, atma-sujhav. Take one word like I am a healthy, I have a healthy body. Take this and keep on repeating it. Keep on repeating. Keep on repeating it. This affirmation. Always, always, always. Subliminal thinking. Subliminal meditation. This is so many. You know, there are lot of musics are made and so many. You record this statement in your own words. And at the time of sleeping, have it here. And keep on listening and sleep. Record at least 50 or 25 statements. All positive affirmations. Like, I enjoy vibrant health. I have a healthy body. I am free from all the diseases. I am thankful to Baba for everything he has given to me. Record in your own words and at the time of sleeping, have this. Nowadays they talk so much about evil spirits and all those. These all are hallucinations and so many things. If you have this strong, powerful thoughts affirmation, why we have become life negative? Let us become life affirmative. When we have a list of affirmations, we can never have all those things. Many BKs even, they don't get sleep at all. They keep on staying awake whole night, looking at the ceiling, looking at fan, looking out of window, no sleep. Have. Listening to people snoring, getting disturbed, having waste thoughts. Yesterday Baba said, no, not negative or vicious thoughts, but waste thoughts are there. So these things are going on. So, have affirmations, affirmative thoughts, and create your own affirmative thoughts. So make a list of affirmative thoughts, record them, at the time of sleeping, sleep with it. Never send a message or type written or email. At the time of sleeping, nothing negative should come out. That entire bed should be full of positive energy. Thankful to that bed also before going there. Thanks that you are going to give me good sleep. I'm thankful to you beforehand only that you are going to give me good sleep today. Thankful to everything. Thankful towards life. For everything he has given to us. Somewhere we have become ungrateful to him. Let's bring back that attitude of gratitude. So, gratefulness, visualization, affirmations, and then something they saw talk as passing over technique. Always say, even if illness has come, it will go away. It will go away. It's not going to stay long. It's there today, tomorrow it will not be there. Everything is so transitory in this world. Why my illness will stay? Today I have fever, tomorrow it will not be there. And all these things will come. Nobody can say that these things will not go. Because the very five elements of the nature are tamopradhan. So illness is going to come. But then, how do we react? How do we address that? That is the question. So, passing over technique. That's it. It will pass away. It will pass away. Next technique is decree method. Decree means order your mind. A mind. Hey my mind, hey my body, you have to order me, you have to listen to me, you are at my beck and call, you can't have your whims and fancies in front of me, stop that, You have to believe, you have to obey what I tell you. So order your body. That is decree method. Ordering your own body. Another method is sleep method. At the time of sleep, have that thoughts or dream method or sleep method. Dream or think or churn and think that yes, I have become healthier. Visualize also and to see also. Mental movie, that is known as. Have prepare a mental movie. It is going on. We are seeing that a movie is going on and I am in that movie. And I see that how I was unwell and now I have become well. See it, visualize it, experience it, imagine it, feel it, touch it. Yes, it is healthy. Baba is saying, experiment with your mind, experiment with your illnesses. And if you can do that, you can help millions. You can help millions. Because if you become successful, you can help others become successful in this. And everybody, so today's homework is, make a list of affirmation sentences. Today's homework is, visualize yourself as a healthy person. Today's homework is, passing over technique. That whatever I have, this will go away. Mental movie technique, decree method, law, belief. Believe that, yes, it will happen. Yes, it is going to happen. Believe, law of attraction. Whatever I thought, that is going into the atmosphere, this environment, and it is causing reaction and situations are getting created. So, I should have powerful thoughts. So, power of silence. Let us experiment with this power of silence, first of all, on our own selves. Om Shanti.